This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any questions before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. Unless specifically mentioned to the contrary in the IHSA handbook, all IHSA bylaws apply to all member schools. This includes IHSA bylaw 3.070, which deals with recruiting of athletes. Sometimes this bylaw becomes a confusing maze for all member schools who, on some level, want to market their schools to the populations they serve. In applying this rule, one subset of schools does not have any advantage over another subset. All member schools, boundary or non-boundary, public or private, have the same restrictions as it relates to recruiting. As member schools have become more aggressive in their marketing efforts over the last quarter century, the recruiting rule has been reviewed by various IHSA ad hoc committees to ensure the rule has matched the changing times. In general, the rule is based on a simple, multi-pronged premise. That is, contact member schools have with prospective students must be general in nature, discussing all phases of the member school, and not focusing solely on a school's athletic program and the benefits it believes it offers. Conducted by a recognized school administrator, not a coach. And conducted at either the member school as part of an open house or at a school below ninth grade from which the member school can normally expect enrollment. From that premise, a few important concepts emerge. First, high school coaches must be very careful with any kind of contact they have with prospective students and may never initiate contact with prospective students. In fact, if prospective students or their families reach out to coaches, they should direct any inquiries directed at them to their school's administration in order to avoid violating this bylaw. Second, high schools of all types are limited in the kinds and locations of open houses or other official junior high functions where they can distribute information regarding all phases of the school's academic or athletic programs. Programs in individual homes, for example, are not authorized under this bylaw as a location for meeting with prospective students, their families, and distributing information to them. Third, when presenting information in an allowable manner to prospective students, at no point can the information be an attempt to induce a prospective student to attend a particular member school. The IHSA handbook offers a series of examples of the kinds of things that could be considered an inducement. Once a student has been registered or enrolled at a member school, other school representatives, like coaches, can begin to have contact with the student about specific programs offered at the school. However, a student could not participate in the school's summer contact days unless he or she had paid all applicable fees or deposits to the school. Knowing all the association's bylaws and how they apply to schools is a responsibility each member school shares. Making sure coaches and others associated with the school are aware of the recruiting rule, in particular, is important because the bylaws preamble is clear in noting that member schools shall be responsible for any violation committed by any person associated with the school, including principals, assistant principals, coaches, teachers, any other staff members or students, or any organization having any connection to the school. With such an encompassing arc related to enforcement, it's clear that knowing the entire school community is aware of this bylaw is essential to the school's compliance with it. Marketing a school to populations it serves is not, by itself, an improper act or activity, but it must be done within the parameters outlined in IHSA Bylaw 3.070.